Benvinguts, sigueu una vegada més. Avui Ràdio Estel comença el seu programa amb lletra i música a ritme de 3x4, és a dir, a ritme de vals. Ni més ni menys que el vals de l'ambaixada que Frederick Lloyd va escriure pel musical My Fair Lady, ja que, com és sabut, amb lletra i música, és el programa que la vostra emissora dedica al món del teatre musical. Amb lletra i música és un programa que amb un amor extraordinari i esperant us agradi fem des de Girona l'Àngel Rodríguez, que posa les músiques en el moment oportú i escriu i presenta aquest vostre servidor, que és en Pere García. Normalment, quan a un aficionat al musical cinematogràfic li pregunten quin és el seu musical preferit, els noms que surten primer són Cantant sota la pluja, Un americà a París, West Side Story, My Fair Lady, etc, etc. Però hi ha un títol que queda molt endarrere, tot i que per nosaltres va ser el darrer gran musical d'aquella fàbrica de somnis anomenada Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Parlem de Gigi, que dirigida per Vincente Minnelli l'any 1958, va guanyar 8 Oscars de l'Acadèmia. Així que el programa d'avui el dedicarem a la versió teatral de Gigi, estrenada el 15 de maig de 1973 al Corrent Teatre de San Francisco. Allà, el gran actor i cantant Alfred Drake, en el paper que Maurice Chevalier va estrenar a la gran pantalla, cantava així el tema Gràcies al cel per les nenes.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls. They grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all. No matter where, no matter who, without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little.
Gigi parteix de la novel·la del mateix títol escrita per Colette l'any 1945. 3 anys més tard, Daniel Delorme la va adaptar pel cinema i l'any 1951 Anita Loos la va convertir en obra de teatre, que Broadway fou el descobriment d'Audrey Hepburn, i a casa nostra un gran èxit per Núria Espert. L'any 1958, mentre My Fair Lady es representava a Filadèlfia, el productor Arthur Freed va proposar als seus actors, el lletrista Alan J. Lerner i el músic Frederick Lloyd, la seva conversió en el musical per la gran pantalla que va dirigir Minnelli, del que hem parlat al principi. Però, com que aquest és un programa dedicat al musical en el teatre, tornem a la versió teatral de Gigi i escoltem a Daniel Messey cantant París és altre cop París.
In the sky from the street comes the cry of the rooster in search of the hen, and Paris is Paris again. Stars on their beat looking down on the sweet intertwining of women and men, and Paris is Paris again. Lovers in closets and shoes in the drawer, screams on the Rue Madeleine. Swords in the park, a shot in the dark, and Paris is thrillingly, killingly Paris again. Moon burning bright and like bats in the night come the well-feathered demi-mondaines, and Paris is Paris again. Ladies, you know, arm in arm with their low-class Anovas meander the Seine, and Paris is Paris again. Meetings at 9, but tomorrow will be meetings with lawyers at 10. Handfuls of hair, a tooth on the chair, and Paris is spicily, vicily Paris again. The cuckold is heard in the land, hailing la vie parisienne. Joy and remorse, delight and divorce, and Paris is godly, bodily, physically, aphrodisically Paris again.
París és altre cop París és un dels quatre números que Lerner i Lloyd van escriure per la versió teatral i que no era en el cinema. Després de l'estrena a San Francisco i de fer una gira de 6 mesos pels Estats Units, Gigi arriba a Nova York i s'estrena al Yuri's Teatre de Broadway el 13 de novembre de l'any 73, on té una pobra acollida, ja que sols va tenir 103 representacions. Tot i això, va guanyar el Premi Tony com a millor partitura de l'any. Com hem dit, Alfred Drake va ser Honoré, el paper de Chevalier en el cinema. Daniel Massey Gaston, que la pel·lícula era Louis Jourdan. I pel paper de Gigi va buscar-se a una desconeguda, Karin Wolf, a la que escoltem cantant en aquest ample, ample món.
I've been hoping you'd call. Yes, I called you. I've been thinking, that's all I've been doing today. Am I sorry? I'm sorry you wounded me so. No, please not again. Don't try to explain. What matters to me is you forced me to see something buried inside I can no longer hide. In this wide, wide world, must be, oh, so many girls better for you than I. In this wide, wide world, there is someone who is more ideal for you, someone who's more your world, wiser arms, a far more knowing smile. She'll have much more, she'll have than I possess. With so much more fitness and style, someone used to this wide, wide world, who can love and still not hope to. Can live your life and give your life the things I can't support. And if you find her, I'm done. So I called you today. Called you to say, after reflecting and pondering and thinking about you, I would rather be miserable with you than without you.
El record de Leslie Caron, Gigi a la gran pantalla, van fer molt mal a Karen Wolf i quan el musical va estrenar-se a Broadway, la crítica va ser molt cruel amb el seu treball i de retruc amb tota la producció que de cap manera podia combatir amb l'esplendor de la pel·lícula. Joseph Hardy, el director teatral, era lluny del gran Vincente Minnelli i tota la producció feia enyorar els decorats i sobretot el vestuari creats per Cecil Beaton i que en el teatre van ser obra d'Oliver Smith i Oliver Messel respectivament. Sortosament quedaven les cançons de Lerner i la música de Frederick Lloyd, en el més pur estil d'opereta vienesa. Un exemple n'és la cançó Ella no pensa en mi, que canta Daniel Messey.
She's so gay tonight, she's like spring tonight, she's a rollicking, frolicking thing tonight. So disarming, soft and charming, she is not thinking of me. No, she's not thinking of me. In her eyes tonight, there's a glow tonight. They're so bright, they could light Fontainebleau tonight. She's so gracious, so vivacious. She is not thinking of me. Bless her little heart. Crooked to the core. Acting out her part. Oh, yes. What a rollicking, frolicking bore. She's such fun tonight, she's a treat tonight. You could spread her on bread, she's so sweet tonight. So devoted, sugar-coated, that it's heart-warming to see. Oh, she's simmering with love, oh, she's shimmering with love. Oh, she's not thinking of me. Thank you. thinking of me? Is it that painter from Brussels? Is it that count with the muscles? Is it that goat with the gout? Ah, that odious ice skating lout! Is it Jacques? Or Leon? Oh, she's bought, but it's not for Gaston. She's a gem tonight. She's a beaut tonight. So annoyingly, cloyingly cute tonight. So caressing, so depressing. She is not thinking of me. She's so gay tonight. Oh, so gay tonight. A gigantic, romantic cliché tonight. How she gushes, how she blushes, how she fills me with ennui. She's so ooh-la-la-la-la, so untrue-la-la-la-la. She's not, oh, she's not, oh, she's not.
Recordem que Gigi volta a l'entorn d'una joveneta a la que la seva tia Alicia, que en el teatre interpretava Agnès Murhit, i la seva àvia Inés, coneguda com a Mamita, preparaven per convertir-la en una gran cortesana en el París de finals del segle XIX. Ella, amb tota la seva ingenuïtat, no sabia el que l'esperava, i es veu cortejada pel milionari Gaston Lechel. En Gaston, Gigi se'ls veia un amic, i ell, amb Gigi, hi trobava l'innocència i sinceritat que no trobava amb les seves ocasionals amants. Sortosament, al final, i un cop més, triomfa l'amor. Ara escoltarem a Karin Wolf, Gigi, Maria Karnilova, Mamita, i Daniel Massey, Gaston, cantant La nit que van inventar el xampany.
What time tomorrow will we get there? Can I watch you play roulette there? May I stay up late for supper? Is it awfully, awfully upper?
Gigi, you'll drive us wild. Stop, you silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin anticipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I be your little sister?
Gigi, you are absurd. Not another word.
Gush and jabber, let her be infused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone inside. As we are tonight.
Oh,
the night they invented champagne, it's plain as it could be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone inside that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
Yes, you
are.
Come on. Come on.
Oh,
Look at
the
your grandmother.
Invented champagne, said Twisted. They absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is light up the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight.
Oh.
And since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are.
Grandmama?
No!
El personatge d'Honoré Lachelle, l'oncle de Gaston, que havia tingut anys enrere una relació amb Mamita, l'àvia de Gigi, era un paper que interpretava Maurice Chevalier de forma extraordinària. I ell cantava una cançó que sempre ens ha agradat molt. A la versió teatral, Alfred Drake va estar a un gran nivell interpretant el mateix paper. I és ell qui la cantava. La cançó du per títol Estic content de no tornar a ser jove.
Poor boy, poor boy, downhearted and depressed and in a spin. Poor boy, poor boy, oh, youth can really do a fellow in. How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more confusion, no morning after surprise, no self-delusion that when you're telling those lies, she isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Tiny remark that tortures you, the fear that your friends won't like her too. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The longing to end a stale affair until you find out she doesn't care. Eh? I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more frustration, no star-crossed lover am I, no aggravation, just one reluctant reply, lady, goodbye. The fountain of youth is dull as paint, Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never been so comfortable before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore.
Després de la seva curta durada a Broadway, Gigi va tornar a sortir de gira. Amb l'actor Louis Jourdan, que al cinema havia estat el jove Gaston, interpretant el paper de l'oncle Honoré. Però la durada també va ser curta. I és que Vincente Minnelli amb Gigi, creiem que va fer un dels seus millors musicals, cosa molt difícil de superar. Acomiadem el programa d'avui escoltant Daniel Messey cantant precisament la cançó que dona títol a l'obra, Gigi. Amb ells us deixem i us diguem que fins a la propera.
Gigi, am I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh, no, overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are? Change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn?